Okay, so let's start off with your full name first.
Okay, it's Sharon Marie LaPierre.
And what was it when you attended St. Mary's?
Whalen.
Yes. Yeah. Where did you originate from?
From Halifax?
Yeah. So when you decided to attend university, why did you attend St. Mary's? Why did you choose that university?
Well, that's a strange story. Actually, I started at the Mound for, I guess it was a week or a week and a half. Then I heard St. Mary's had gone co-ed, and I was close to St. Mary's. We lived just off Quimple Road. So I said, that's the place for me. And that's why I went there. Because in those days, if you were Catholic, they expected you to go to a Catholic university. So that was part of it. Especially my father. Let's say my family did. I don't know how many other people expected it. So things have changed a bit for the better, I think, since then.
So what was the influence of your family in your decision to attend university?
Well, I think we were always told that you had to get a good education, and I think in those times women were expected to get married, and my mother always told me, you look after yourself before you look after anyone else, because if you can't do that, you can't do it for anyone else either. So I guess they sort of pushed all of us in the direction of university, even though there were 8 of us and only one who hasn't gone to university.
What were your feelings in attending a university that was so predominantly male?
Fright. Oh, yes. When I walked on campus, the first thing I heard was a whistle. And I was with the fellow that lived across the street, David Little, and I said, oh, that's it, I'm going home. And he said, no, you're not. So he just dragged me along. But I think 3 out of my 5 classes were all males, and I was the only female. But you got used to it after a while. It didn't bother me at all. It's kind of fun.
Yeah. Was it? Tell me some of your memories of those times.
Oh, gosh. I remember there was one basketball player. It was Al Brown. I think he's a minister now. And he walked into the classroom, and I mean, I had never seen anyone this tall. Actually, didn't realize how tall he was. I turned around, and here was this knee beside my face when I was sitting down. And I looked, I went, just like on the Friendly Giant, looked up, way up. And he says, hello, little lady, how are you? And I mean, here he was, this, I think he was about 6'8" or something. And I had never seen anything so incredible. It was kind of funny because he just looked at me, hello, little lady. And one other time it was really cold in one of the classrooms. And I don't know, sometimes you look at these things and think, well, maybe they were a little bit sexist. But anyway, one of the professors, it was Professor Sutherland at that point, taught me history, and he said, the wind was just blowing. And he looked at me and he said, Miss Whalen, are you cold? And I said, freezing. And he said, class dismissed, Miss Whalen is cold. So we all got up and left. So I mean, there were just funny things like that that would happen.
Yeah, it's great. What were the dates that you attended St. Mary's?
Oh, gosh. Must have been 1969 to 1971.
Mm-hmm. And what was your academic program in there?
I majored in history. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I had to take philosophy in those days and religious studies. Those were 2 things we had to take. And then a little bit of everything else.
I see. So did you attend on a full-time basis?
Yes, I did. Yes. Yeah.
Did you work while you were attending school?
No, I didn't. I was one of the lucky ones, I guess. I didn't work. Mm-hmm. And a family that sort of figured I should study, and that was the most important thing.
Yeah.
And so I guess I was lazy.
Were you?
Wanted to enjoy myself, I guess.
Yeah.
So I didn't work.
So what were the social events that were going on campus at the time that you were there?
Oh, gosh, they had bashes, they called them. I don't know what they call them now. There were no tavern, of course, on campus. But every Friday and Saturday night there would be dances with, you know, bars and things set up. And they were bashes, called bashes. And each department would have one. And then, of course, they always had a New Year's dance and different events, Winter Carnival, Homecoming they always had. Mm-hmm. A lot of the same things, but I don't know what goes on the campus now. So I know they go to the bar all the time, but I don't know if they have individual bashes and things for the different disciplines.
Did they invite women from other from the male community to even outnumber us?
I think that most of the people used to bring dates. I don't know if they actually invited people or not. They wouldn't have invited me. Yeah. I don't know. If my husband was here, he could tell you because he was at St. Mary's at the same time, but I don't.
Is that when you met him?
No, actually, I met him the summer before I went to St. Mary's. So I really do think that most of the girls that were at St. Mary's that first year were already involved with people, and most of them at St. Mary's. The boys, I think, yeah.
Do you think that had an effect on their decision to go there?
I think so, yeah. A lot of them.
Okay. So let me see. What were the size of your classes when you were there?
Oh, gosh. Probably the largest. Well, the largest one that I remember would have been psychology. And the main class it was in the Burke Education Center, which was the library then. And it would fill one theater, and then they would have a television monitor in the other. That would be the largest. I don't even know how many people it would hold, but say one theater and a half. But next to that, probably the largest class might be 30 people. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so the classes were small.
Yeah. Were you taught by any Jesuits when you were there?
I don't think I was. There were a lot of them around.
You were there during the time when these Jesuits?
Yes. There were lots of Jesuits, but I don't think I had any of them for teachers. I know my husband had some. But I didn't know. I don't think I had any. Mind is going. No, I'm sure I didn't have any.
So what were the research facilities like when you were there?
Well, there was probably research going on, but you didn't hear much about it, or I don't. I know my husband, actually, Bob, worked with Father Murphy doing fog research one summer, so there was research going on, but, you know, as I say, we didn't hear too much about it.
How about the study facilities with the libraries and that kind of thing?
Well, the library was overcrowded a lot of times. Because, of course, it was just the upstairs of the Burke Education Center. Mm-hmm. But I don't remember any of the rest of the places being overcrowded. It would have just been the science building and the McNally building. But the rest, that's all the classrooms that were then.
Let's see, about how many students do you think were there while you were there?
I think there were about 1,500 at the most, I think, probably full time.
Mm-hmm. How many women do you think?
I heard the first year there were 18 of us full time.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So did you in any way have any type of society with just those females? Or?
There was a female lounge where we would all go and gather and gossip and talk about courses or whatever, where you could sort of be off by yourself if you didn't want to be stuck in the sub with guys all around. So that was kind of nice. They did that, especially when we came. Yes.
And how do you think the feelings were of the male students to your presence there?
A lot of them were really angry. They didn't want us there. I was told to my face by a couple of people that all the females did was ruin the school spirit. That was much better when it was just the males. But then there were a lot who were very welcoming. You know, I felt that we should be there, and it was about time to turn things around.
Yeah.
But there were some people who certainly didn't want us there, and they voiced their opinions, but most of us were pretty, you know, we just, get away. You know, I don't think there was anyone who really felt really offended, because the ones who would say something weren't worth speaking to most of the time anyway. Yeah.
How about the reactions that you got from the faculty members?
I don't remember any bad parts at all about the professors there. They were all seemed very nice, went out of their way to help you in any way they could.
Yeah.
Never had any problem or never saw anything that I would call sexism or anything from any of the professors.
Yeah.
I hadn't even thought about that till now, whether I had felt any sexism or not, but no, I can't ever remember any.
How about the fact that the school had been built and geared like the activities and the facilities have been geared towards male students. Did you ever feel that sometimes there were facilities lacking that you needed, or any organizations that were close to you?
No, I never felt that. But sometimes when I speak to other people, I felt I lived in a vacuum. You know, just everything went by me. But no, I don't. The only thing I ever felt, and I've heard it from other females too, even later, was that they felt that the athletically inclined at St. Mary's were treated a lot better sometimes by professors, that they were given advantages that others weren't given. But I think that applied probably to the male population just as much as it applied to us. You would hear different stories where, you know, someone would go down and or someone playing football who needed a good mark would go and talk to a professor and get it, where we always felt if we went and spoke to a professor, of course, you never know until you do, but it just seemed to be that things weren't the same for everyone, just with certain professors, you know, but not, and of course you could pick them out and say who they were, you know.
What was the role of sports at St. Mary's when you were there?
Oh my, I mean, it was really big. All their A teams were really, big and well known at that time. But I think everyone rallied around them. It was really a rallying point, you know. Even the girls that came a lot would go to the football and the hockey and everything, you know, so that was kind of nice. You didn't feel excluded from anything.
What was the student population like when you were there? Aside from gender, how about age and ethnic origin of your fellow students?
I think most of the students would have been about the same age as I was, between 18 and, I would say 24. I did take one night course when I was at St. Mary's, and of course that was pretty well all adults. But when I go on the campus today, I see a lot of older students, and then you didn't really see a lot of older students. It was pretty well right out of high school into university and then up to get a job. You didn't really see a lot of even 24, 25-year-olds. To me, it seemed they were between 18 and 20, 22, 23, something like that.
Mm-hmm. Were your fellow students from any type of ethnic background?
I would say pretty well white. You know, there were a few blacks, but pretty well on the sports teams, as far as I could tell, brought in from the States.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I don't know how they felt about being there. But everyone, I didn't see any racism or anything like that. Of course, I say, you know, everything flies by me. But a lot of them were in class with me, and I must say that there were two of them that I became good friends with. One played on the football team, one played on the basketball team. So, yeah.
How about international students? Were there any that you noticed?
There was only one that I remember, and he was in training to be a Jesuit. And I think he was from Nigeria or something. I couldn't even tell you what his name was. I don't remember a lot of Chinese or even students from Hong Kong or anywhere at that time.
Did you notice anything about the family backgrounds of the students that you were with? Were they homogeneous?
I think so. I think so. Pretty well. All. Yeah, I would say pretty well. It was just like one class student. You know, all from the same background pretty well.
Yeah. What was student government like in those days?
Radical.
Really?
Yes. I mean, we were a true 60s group, or early, you know, late 60s, early 70s. But the student government was pretty radical. I mean, there were and the newspaper, too, there were actually students expelled when I was there. I don't know if they'll want to hear this or not, bring it up, but there were students expelled for things that they wrote in the paper about the faculty at St. Mary's. So, and we had sit-ins when they fired one professor, and we had garbage strikes because they didn't like the food at St. Mary's. I mean, yes, we were a true 60s group.
I see. Do you remember any particular occasions that you took part in?
Yes, when Professor Sutherland, the fellow that I was talking about earlier, he was let go for some reason. None of us could understand or wanted to understand, because as far as we were concerned, he was a wonderful professor. Students really liked
him. Hi.
Hello.
He had a good core. And when they decided to let him go, everyone said, well, we're not going to just sit down for this. We'll go and occupy the main lobby. So actually where we ended up was right along by the registrar's office there, from the main lobby right into the registrar's office. And they brought the fire department in, tried to get us out of the But we just sat there. I think, I can't remember, it must have been 2 or 3 days that we sat there and just didn't move. And then I think probably Professor Sutherland told us that, you know, oh, come on now, exams are coming and everything else. So we were quite prepared to sit there for a while. It was kind of nifty, really. You know, everyone seemed to be a family then, it seemed to me. Everyone got along. It was, I don't think, well, people don't know each other on the campus the way they did then. There were so few students that you would see people all the time, and you really, in class, you really got to know one another, and it became almost a family.
Drink coffee?
Sure.
Would you like a cup?
That would be great.
Okay. I'm going to make some anyway.
So what, when you went to St. Mary's, were you looking to any future career plans, or what were your future plans after you
I wanted to teach.
Did you?
I did, yes. That's what I wanted to do. I ended up in the library instead of a classroom, but I thoroughly enjoyed it.
Did you go on to more education after you left St. Mary's?
No, I didn't. No.
Where? What was your work experience after that?
I worked at St. Mary's in the library for 4 years, and then I stayed home with my children until my oldest one was in school, and then I went back with and worked at the school board. I was at the school board from then on. So
do you feel your studies at St. Mary's were useful to you?
Oh, yes. Yes. Because I wouldn't be working without my education from St. Mary's, you know. I probably would have gotten it from somewhere else, but, you know, certainly wouldn't be able to do the job I'm doing.
I'll just close the door, I'm making noise, I'm noisy.
Did you continue your association with St. Mary's after you graduated?
We've gone to a lot of alumni affairs. Never to vote or anything like that, but we've gone, you know, to a lot of different functions that the alumni has held, and we try and get to homecoming as many times as we can. So, you know, we're not allowed on the campus now, though, with Carrie there. So.
With your daughter there?
That's right, she told us. Bob's actually taking courses at St. Mary's, and I keep thinking about it, but I haven't done it yet. And she said, you can't do it when I'm there. So for the next, last year and the next 2 years, we won't be allowed on the
You're
campus.
Barred.
That's right.
Okay. Are there any particular personalities that were there on campus that stand out in your mind when you look back?
Well, the only one I really remember was Ray LaPage. Do you mean other students
or people on the faculty administration? Oh. I know Kevin clearly brought your name up.
Yes, he did. I mean, Kevin was the one when I first went to St. Mary's. He was the registrar at that point, and he took us all individually and set up our courses and picked out most of our professors and everything, so it was really great. I mean, to meet him first off and go through him, and he he's such a kind person, really, and he just set everything up, and it was wonderful. My first year was absolutely wonderful. I don't know if he picked all the easy professors or what he did, but it was great. He was always good. And Ken Vandeleer was there. He was dean of men, and he was always kind. And, you know, whenever you'd see him, it was, hi, how are you girls getting along, or how are you young ladies getting along? They really seemed to care whether we were getting along or not. Mm-hmm. And then there was Ray LaPage, who ended up being a guidance counselor at St. Pat's for a while and spent all of his time playing, what's the name of the card game, the bridge? In the sub, morning, noon, and night. We always wondered how he ever got through.
Yeah.
I don't. And then there was, what was that priest's name? Father Hennessy, of course. I mean, everybody on campus knew Father Hennessy.
Mm-hmm.
So, and when Bob graduated, I remember he said that they wanted Dow wanted to amalgamate with St. Mary's, and he said that if they ever did that, he would take his sword, his cane sword, and he would run them through with his cane sword. So those were the ones that really stand out in my mind.
Mm-hmm. Are there any other memorable experiences that you remember from your stay there?
You wouldn't want to hear my memorable. just the great time we had, you know, because everyone seemed, as I say, to be a big family. And I think even today, probably it isn't the same as it was then. But it was really nice. Just you could talk to anyone going along the campus, and you never felt, ooh, they're going to say something behind my back, or who are you talking to? You know, it was a nice, nice atmosphere there. It was just small enough, as I say, that everyone could just chat, and you walk along into class and chat with whoever was there.
Yeah,
great. I really enjoyed it. I think it was the best time of my life.
Yeah. Well, that's what our family wanted to cover.
Okay. Okay, the one memorable moment I should mention, I suppose, that sticks in my mind, is that we were not allowed to wear slacks, even though we were paying for our own way through university. Of course, it's subsidized, but still, we figured we were paying our own way. And we were told we weren't allowed to wear slacks. So I think it was the second year we kicked up a little bit of a stink and told them we were wearing slacks, whether they liked it or not, and there was never a problem after that.
Was there a dress code generally?
There used to be for the males, but when we reached there wasn't. I know when Bob first started, which would have been 67, he had to wear a gray flannel pants and a white shirt and a tie.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure it was a white shirt, but a shirt and a tie anyway. And by the time we got there, though, there were no dress codes. I don't think they could wear jeans. They had to wear dress pants. But we figured if they were, you know, didn't have a dress code, why should we not be allowed to wear slacks? So we just told them that we didn't particularly care for that, and we were wearing slacks. So,
were there any other rules about that behavior on campus?
Well, I remember there was one girl who was brought in before the Dean of Women, and she's still there, so I won't tell you who she was, but apparently she had heard that this particular gal was pregnant and didn't particularly like it and thought that they were going to have to let her go, and this particular young lady told her it was none of her business and she'd better stay out of her concerns, and that was the end of it. We were quite surprised by that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but other than that, those are the only two times I remember. As far as smoking, the women smoked on campus. I'm not sure if they just smoked in the alumni, the women's lounge, or if they smoked in the sub. I'm not sure, but I know they smoked on campus and everything else. Mm-hmm. But it was kind of ridiculous when you think of it, to go without slacks, because most of our skirts were halfway up to our behinds anyway, because we were wearing mini skirts, so... No, I don't remember any other rules other than those, and I think that we were just outspoken enough to put an end to them pretty quick.
Were there any women residences at that time?
Yes, and that's, poor Kevin would have a hemorrhage, but anyway, we had our own prostitute in residence for part of a year. I can't remember if it was my first year or second year, but she was only there for a bit till they found out it. She was out on her ears. But I mean, everyone knew. I mean, it was quite something. Faculty didn't know, I guess, because they weren't involved in it. But yes, there was. And they did have the low rise originally was, well, at that point there was, gosh, what was there? Was there one high rise, maybe? But anyway, part of the low rise there was designated for women. And it was pretty well, no men were allowed in and over there at all.
Were there any type of curfew?
Oh, there were no men allowed in the rooms or whatever, and I would probably assume there were curfews, but I don't really know because I never stayed in residence, but I know there were no men allowed, so times have certainly changed.
Were the men allowed to have women in their residence areas?
I don't know. I have no idea. I would be very surprised because it was still pretty much a Catholic university at that point, and they didn't want to corrupt our morals.
What effect do you think it being a Catholic university had on the institution as a whole? Did you feel that
I think probably it was more the Jesuits being there than it being a Catholic university. Mm-hmm. You know, I think probably it was just maybe the Jesuits being there. But you have to remember too that probably, I'm not sure of statistics, but I would say at least 3/4 of the students that weren't there went there were probably brought up Catholic. And to be brought up Catholic in those days was much different than it is today, because of course you had religion in school every day and the church was very much a part of your life, because you went to all the dances you went to would have been Catholic dances, and the schools were segregated then. It would have been QE, Protestant, St. Pat's Catholic. So I think probably it had a lot to do with life on campus. But of course we could be just as bad as any other group around, you know. Or maybe we just thought we were, because we worked at the other universities to see what they were up to. But I think at that point it really was very much a Catholic university.
Okay.